Always great to have Senator Deb Fischer on our airwaves here at High Plains Radio. It's been a while since we've kind of had a little one-on-one talk here, Senator. Hopefully you're doing good. You had a good Christmas, a good New Year's, and 2026 is off and running with a lot of things going on, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, I had a good Christmas with family, and yes, we're full speed ahead now in Washington and trying to get some things done.
The senator put out a release, I think late last week, about Friday, if I'm not mistaken, securing $48 million for Nebraska law enforcement, water infrastructure, research institutions. And among the things listed on the release was something involved McCook, Senator, Interior, Environment, and related agencies, $3.2 million to help repair and upgrade the water treatment plant in McCook. And I know City Manager Nate Schneider and company are awfully happy about this news.
Oh, you bet. You know, this is one of the things that I just feel very fortunate to be able to do as a member of the Appropriations Committee, and that's to work with the state of Nebraska and cities and counties and law enforcement and NRDs, and just to be able to work with your community, Rich, on that safe drinking water that is so vital. And being able to get that over $3 million to repair the water treatment plant there in McCook, you know, that's important that we can bring those tax dollars back to Nebraska, and it helps get things like this done, but it also helps hopefully give some relief to taxpayers in Nebraska with property taxes that usually have to fund these things. So I really enjoy being able to work, as I said, with local communities to help them get things built that need to happen. And that's certainly the point here with the treatment plant, the water treatment plant in McCook.
$48 million altogether, Senator, to help a lot of folks, you know, not just with water treatment plants, even though there was a number of them across the state, but commerce, justice, science-related agencies. You had energy and water development, just a little bit of everything from one side of the state to another. A lot of communities benefiting from some of this money, aren't they?
Yes, you know, and I represent the whole state, so I try to work with communities and agencies all across the state. You know, we've got money to upgrade emergency communication systems and equipment for our local law enforcement. We were able to get over $14 million to help with that Gehring Fort Laramie Canal, the tunnel restoration. You know, that was a project that hopefully we're getting completed now and making sure it's going to last. It had that big collapse back in 2019, so it's something we've been working on a long time to get. One I'm really excited about is being able to improve the Santee Sioux Tribe's water service. You know, it's important to help all the communities across Nebraska, and I love focusing on water infrastructure and making sure that we take care of that good resource that we have, whether it's with watershed improvements or water infrastructure to help with communities, you know, like McCook. It's very rewarding work to be able to do that with communities in Nebraska and work in that partnership.
Senator, one of the other big stories, of course, this week is Tyson in Lexington. You know, Lex is just an hour and 15, 20 minutes away from the McCook area. We've got a lot of friends, a lot of people we know over in the Lex area, and I know you've been following that as well.
You bet. You know, I came out right away with, I would say, a strong statement about dismay that we saw this plant announce they were going to close. That has a huge negative impact to the community of Lexington, but also for the entire region. Since then, I've had meetings with Tyson. You know, I'm trying to encourage them to work with the community in Lexington. They own a lot of land there, and I know the community would like to be able to access that land, to buy some of that land, and use it to attract more economic development into the area. So that's something we're focused on. But, you know, that just, it hurts, to be honest with you. I mean, it hurts the entire state. livestock, the beef industry is the number one economic engine in the state of Nebraska, and to see a plant that size close, to see the number of people put out of work, I mean, that is having a huge negative impact, and we'll do whatever we can to try and lessen that that bad impact and try and find some positive things for the community and the region.
Senator, I saw a post once again from you on early January a couple of weeks ago, and kind of recapping 2025 and some of your achievements. And one of them you talked about was the working families tax cuts, and you played a role in that and pretty proud of that too, aren't you?
I am. You know, that was something that I led the bill on back in 2017 and got this tax credit for small businesses into the tax reform that we did in 2017 as a pilot program. And last year with the Working Families Tax Act, we were able to make that permanent. And that's a tax credit that will go to businesses so that they can offer a paid family leave to their employees. And I wanted to really focus on hourly employees who need to take off an hour or two to take care of a sick child, to be able to help with their family situations. It's hard for small businesses or mom and pop businesses to be able to afford paid family leave, but we worked out a system here with a tax credit, and hopefully we're going to see quite a few businesses take advantage of that and help those working families be able to take care of their obligations they have to their family members.
I know 2026 is starting off. You're hitting the ground running, Senator. There's a lot of things on your plate, and I'm following what President Trump's doing in D.C. I mean, it's not a dull start to the month of January by no means, is it?
No, not at all. You know, President Trump has really stepped forward when it comes to the security of this country, and being second in seniority on the Armed Services Committee, I just really appreciate having a commander-in-chief who understands that is his number one priority. You know, we're listening to him now. He's over at Davos, and I was pleased when he announced no military action in Greenland. But instead, you know, I've encouraged the administration that we work with our partners, that we work with our allies. You know, Greenland is such a strategic location. It's going to have great importance when it comes to Iron Dome. And that's something that I focus on Armed Services Committee. I chair the Strategic Forces Subcommittee. So that's a focus we have. And to be able to, again, have the United States lead in that, to understand how important it is for our national security, and then get the buy-in from partners and allies. You know, we can't do everything all around the world, but we can lead in bringing people together, bringing other countries together. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited listening to the president think outside the box when it comes to Gaza in setting up this board of peace. I think, again, he's reaching out, having other countries help and do their part in keeping the peace and keeping the security for themselves, for us, and for the entire world. So, exciting times, interesting times, and I'm sure when we get back next week and try and get the rest of those appropriations bills done and not shut down the government. I don't want to shut down the government to be able to get that done, and then we'll see what's next on the agenda.